not going to play Rico Pig. There's a lot of songs tonight that I'm not going to play. Well, some of them I'm saving for the half song tour, which are songs, of course, that you can only play half of them acoustically. You know, like Weapon, for example. That'd be like, let's see. You could do that bit, right? And so forth, and then that. Then it stops. Right? Because you have no counter movement underneath it. This is boring, and then the symphony kicks in, you're all by yourself. It's fucking crappy. It's crappy, right? You're sitting there kind of going, I paid money for this shit. I mean, you're probably already sitting there doing that, so I'm not going to compound the issue. But that happens with a couple songs like Hunting Rabbits and stuff. It's good halfway, and then it just fucking falls apart. So, I'm going to do an entire tour devoted just to half songs. Which is going to be, I think, fantastic, because you'll never know when I'm going to finish the show. And stop halfway through a tune. Walk off. That's gonna be fun, man. I gotta do that. Remind me that I said that I was. I mean, I've said it before. I know, cause I'm highly unoriginal. But remind me that we're gonna do that. You and me, Steve, against the world. All right. Cool. This next song I wrote in Whistler, British Columbia. I was there for 3 weeks. Writing a record called The Audio Beam with my then manager at the time, who was there on vacation with me, who has since unfortunately passed away from cancer. But we almost killed ourselves on that trip. We were ATVing. Whistler, people from Vancouver tend not to go to Whistler during the winter because it's just full of tourists. Actually, don't come to Vancouver at all, really, come to think of it. But we go up there during the summer because it's awesome and no one's there. And one of the things to do, of course, if you're from the city and cocky and think you can handle it, is go ATVing. And there's different levels of ATVing. There's the safe beginner, just going wide roads, right? But of course, being Steve... Did the PA just go fucking die?
Yeah. Louder! Steve!
That's not Steve's fault! Is it working now?
Yeah.
All right,
cool. Rock on.
So you can go on the easy roads, you know, drive down the, which is just like driving down a gravel road, big deal, right? Then there's the intermediate one where they drive you down the gravel road, then take you off it for about 10 minutes. Then there's the advanced one where you just fucking go off into the woods. You're like basically going over trees and bushes and all this shit. So me and Steve thought, well, we're going to take that one, you know. And, we were up on some kind of sub-mountain type quarry number, and we basically almost dropped 2,000 feet towards that. But luckily he crashed, actually right before we would have. So I stopped to make sure he was okay. And as luck would have it, we both lived. Yeah, it would be the bottomless pit right there. Unfortunately, but I wrote this song while he was with me up there, and it kind of didn't turn out like I wanted it to, but what they know.